Hi, this is Lynn Conway, author of Makeup Optional, Lessons I Learned Working from Home. I wrote this book to help you be successful in your home-based business. Your success magnifies the success of every other home-based business person. The lessons I learned and want to share with you come from my experience of more than 30 years in the direct sales profession. Running a direct sales business from home may appear deceptively simple, but it takes a high level of discipline to be successful. Some of the examples I use may not apply to you specifically. However, I believe that if you can put the lesson in the context of your own business, you'll find that you can relate it to what you want to do as well. When you are persistent and consistent in your actions, you can't help but experience success. I'm going to tell you the end of the story first. I've had a wonderful career in direct sales. Being involved in this profession has blessed my life and the life of my family for more than 30 years. It's been an amazing journey. I've had so much fun and made so much money. I've made great friends, strong women who also took charge of their lives. My family and I traveled, remodeled our home, bought a boat, bought a bigger boat, paid for private college for our children, and the list goes on and on. We did and do have it all. You also need to know that the journey has had some bumps in the road. For the first 15 years, I was an independent representative. I became a top seller and recruiter and led a very large team. I joined not one, not two, but three companies that closed. Each time a company closed, my team looked to me to find a new home for them. When I got the notice about the third company, I was emotionally exhausted and decided to get out of the direct sales industry. And I stayed out for about 6 months. I missed it. I missed the fun, the friendships, and the money. So when I was offered a position with the direct sales company as a corporate trainer, I jumped at the opportunity. For 7 years, I worked with party plan companies on the corporate side in field development. For most of that time, I still worked from home. However, from 1994 to 1997, I commuted to an office and worked inside. It was at the end of that four-year period that the name of this book came to me. I woke up before dawn one Friday morning. I'd already put in a 60-hour week. I never minded working hard. What I minded was putting on makeup before the sun rose, dressing in a suit and heels, and going off to days filled with meetings. I thought, I miss the days when going to work meant grabbing a cup of coffee and going to my desk, the days when makeup was optional. And just a few months later, on October 1st, 1997, I decided to start my own company, A Fresh Perspective Incorporated. More about that later. I was not a natural when I began my career in direct sales. I had no direct sales experience, and I was incredibly shy. My success has always been a result of persistence and consistent actions. My story could be any woman's story. I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, and I've learned a lot of lessons. Rod Stewart sings it best. I wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger. Me too, Rod. That's why my mission is to smooth the path for people who work in a home-based business, to help each entrepreneur achieve her personal vision of success. Whatever you want, whatever you dream of achieving, this profession can be the vehicle to help you create success on your own terms. If you're new to the industry or just thinking about joining a direct sales company and you're skeptical, please read on. I will share some of the lessons that I've learned to help you on your journey. Let me take you back. I grew up during the 1950s and 1960s in one of the new suburbs on the south side of Chicago. My dad had his own business. He installed air conditioning and heating systems. My mom was a mom. She cooked and cleaned and was always there when I came home from school. I was a good student. My parents expected me to go to college. They grew up during the Great Depression, and they didn't have the opportunity to get a higher education. They wanted that for me. And I wanted it for myself. I've always loved to learn. It was a time when career options for women were limited. Today, little girls are told from the time they're in preschool that they can do anything, be anything. When I was in school, we were encouraged to become a nurse, a secretary, or a school teacher. My worst subject was typing, so I knew that becoming a secretary wasn't an option. I got sick at the sight of blood, so that ruled out nursing. By process of elimination, I said, I'll teach. Because I was very shy, I decided to teach really little children. I thought, at least I'll be taller than they are. And I got my degree in primary education. In those days, girls were less concerned about the BS or the BA after their name. What we really wanted was an MRS before our name. However, we needed to do something until we found the man. I found mine when I was a junior in college. We fell in love and got engaged, but my dad said he wouldn't pay for the wedding unless I graduated from college first. I got married 2 weeks after my college graduation. I started teaching second grade that fall and taught school for several years until I had our first child, Danny. When he was born, I decided and felt I was expected to stay home. It was the era of the Cleaver family. June Cleaver waltzed around in pumps and pearls. She greeted Ward when he came home from work with a warm kiss and a cool drink. The Cleaver family was happy because June made them happy. That was my image of a successful woman. So I stayed home. Our second child, Katie, was born 3 years later. By that time, we needed money, and I needed a life. When Katie was 5 weeks old, I was invited to a home party, my first. It was a daytime party at a neighbor's home. We were told we could bring our children. The hostess hired a babysitter to play with the toddlers, and I sat in the back of the room on the floor and nursed my baby. I watched the lady, Lenore, demonstrate various products. She wasn't very good, but people placed orders anyway. Not me. I didn't have any extra expendable income. After she totaled the orders, I overheard her tell the hostess that she had earned $50. Well, in 1975, $50 was a fortune. In fact, $50 was my grocery allowance for 2 weeks. When I was doing my weekly shopping, I walked around the grocery store with a plastic clicker on my wrist. As I put something in the cart, I clicked in the price of the item in quarters, dimes, and nickels. When I got to $25, I had to take something out if I wanted to put something else in. I love to cook, and I hated being limited to $25 a week. So when she said $50, I thought, unlimited grocery budget. I could do that. I hung around until all the other guests left. Then I asked Lenore if I could help her carry her boxes out to the car. She was an older lady, probably about the age I am now, so she was grateful for the help. At curbside, I asked, "Does your company have any jobs available?" She looked at me and said, "Book 6 parties. When you have them booked, call me and we'll issue you a kit." And she handed me a catalog with her name on it, got in her car, and drove away. Who can blame her? I sat in the back of the room with a newborn, never said a word, and didn't order anything. I'm sure she didn't have high hopes for me. One of my best qualities has always been my determination. My mom used to say, "When you want something, you are bound and determined to get it." It was many years before I realized that she didn't mean that as a compliment. She was right about me. When I heard Lenora say she had earned $50 in a couple of hours talking to adults, I was determined to have what she had. I know now that sheer determination is the reason I was able to get started. I went home and got 6 bookings. It wasn't easy, but I got them. I called Lenore, and she invited me to the mandatory training meeting. At that training, the company issued me a kit. I learned so many lessons during that first year in Party Plan. Eventually, I became one of Lenore's aces, but it wasn't easy. And that's the first lesson I want to share with you. You can't tell by looking.